I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Dina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash.
Whoop. You're supposed to let that play.
I see that now. Let me retry.
Dude, those bloopers.
Hit me! Like 15 episodes long.
We gotta do that one more time.
Okay.
I'm Tina, and it's time for the holiday special over here at Pardon My Stash. This episode is all about the recorded bits that got sent to the cutting floor. We like to do this as our final episode for the year to look back on the silliness that occurred along the way. First up, Drea forgets how to start a new episode after talking about what we're working on.
Welcome to this week's topic. I don't know why I said that.
You know what? The spirit moved.
You welcomed everyone, though, so that's good. You know, I feel welcomed.
I'll walk it back and do it again.
Please proceed. I'm Drea. This is quiet time.
No, we're not doing. Stash. We're not doing quiet time. Come on,
but
come
you
on.
Said silly. You did.
It is supposed to be very silly. I don't know.
I'm Drea. That was a good one, though. I'll do it again. It's going to be exactly the same, so don't laugh. I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is not my turn.
Damn, that's so good.
That was perfect, too.
I was about to go, but Drea,
that was beautiful.
I know. I started talking, I'm and Jess. Then I saw you like no, open your mouth, not. And I was like, "Oh,
that was it." It was just that come out the mouth.
It was another one of those moments.
I'm Jess. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Take seven.
Our group tends to get distracted really easily, as you can see from the next few clips.
Oh, I'm getting...
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I just caught it. I was trying. Sorry, I was trying really hard not to. No, it's okay. Some of the smaller projects, like I'll just want to put them all in the same kind of bigger bag, and then.
What are you staring at?
I'm just trying really hard not to yawn.
You're up, Jess.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I don't. What was I saying?
Seven whips.
Seven whips.
Okay, we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. Hold on.
Get through the seven whips.
Okay. Seven whips. Two chains.
Chains.
Amazing. Sorry. Kinky or crochet pattern? Who knows?
Anybody's guess?
Okay.
No, it's me.
No,
I'm Drea Two Chains.
I'm going to move on because I'm like giggling in my head now because now I just hear Two Chains yelling.
That is your own fault. You brought that on yourself.
It's okay. It's all right. It's a fleeting thought.
I believe in you. You can do this.
I believe in you.
And I already forgot this. I already forgot the thing. If you see our projects and
oh, on the 100th.
Oh, on the 100th. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Your girl needs to look stuff up.
Girl.
Girl.
Why did you say it like
girl? Why not?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's funny.
Ready?
Yep. You want good. Go to our website.
I'm going to get a picture of you with like a shady jacket so that you can be on the website. Get some good.
What do you want?
What do you want?
We got make-alongs.
What?
We got make-alongs. Oh my God. We got a comment section.
You got questions? I got
answers. You know what? You got to do green screen. Green screen like papers. So when you open the coat, you put like different.
Oh dear God!
Oh my God!
Pages on
are
it.
We, that are be, we capable
is that an
of that?
Ad? I think this is an ad.
We can do a reel for that.
I will pay Instagram to run this ad because I want people to see that this is a paid advertisement. Like we thought it was that legit.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Done and done.
We'll work on it. Sorry. Take us out, Jess.
You want a Q&A section?
You got questions, we got answers.
We got answers.
I got a player in case for some reason you can't use any of the plethora of tools to listen to the podcast.
If you actually want to see the shit we're working on, we've even got a blog.
Wow.
You want to see what we're working on? We got pictures.
Hey, we got sponsors.
Sponsor. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Yes.
He always had the best intros, man.
Bahamut yeah. always did have the best intros.
Yeah. That and Shiva.
We're talking about Final Fantasy.
We are talking about Final Fantasy. Sorry. Okay, I forgot to mention that. We're going to make some odd references to a video game during this Knit podcast.
Outside of distractions, sometimes things just kind of happen, like these next few clips.
Give me like 2 seconds. I'm sorry because I forgot my row counter.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get half of the blooper reel from this episode.
Listen, so it's just one of them. It do be like that sometimes.
Drea.
Girl goes
one of these peace. Nights. One of these crazy old nights.
I am working on
I love how you immediately went into that.
Just launch in.
I am still working on the French Can-Can by Mademoiselle.
See, it's not just me.
French is hard.
Mademoiselle.
I don't remember the name.
There's going to be a lot of emphasis on that first syllable.
God. 12,000 years, we may get done introducing our project.
And I'll be done with mine!
And in 12,000 years, I'll be done editing this.
Right?
Told you it sounds like a frog.
This whole episode.
You know what?
Came out.
It was actually a good episode. But damn, no. That's the best part of the blooper reel.
That surprised me.
I mean, if it was loud enough,
we had this beautiful, beautiful ending moment.
And then that.
And then Drea just goes,
bleh. Oh, sorry. It was not intentional.
Okay. All right. We forgive you.
Everybody will control my body. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Very good.
I always do that. I don't know. You think it's four buttons. I would know which button is which, but I'm like, no.
Just really feeling the applause tonight.
Hit in the ball. I did that for me. That's for me.
Just feeling the applause.
Be sure to check out our website, pardonmystash.com, for more information as well as pictures regarding our current projects, patterns, and yarns.
You're right there.
I'm rusty.
I was like, wait, what?
I'm doing that for me. I'm doing
that for me. It's poetry.
That's for me. All right.
And while we do have bloopers, sometimes we just have to cut certain segments for time. And so these clips show some of the content that we just had to cut because it didn't fit inside the episode.
That's so fair.
I like big, clunky, cabled shawls. It's my jam. Y'all good?
I think Drea just broke her.
Did you break
her, her row counter?
No, this one. I have actually, that one too.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It sticks.
Oh. Oh, ew.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't do that. That's odd.
Duh. May I encourage you to graduate to a new form of counting called the row counter app.
I like the
on your phone.
Licking sound.
I know. No, I'm the same way.
I know.
So like that satisfying I like the click. Clicky,
clicky. No, but I just love. Okay. I want to preface this. I am not sponsored by this app, nor have I worked on this app. I just freaking love the row counter app. I don't know if it's on iPhones. I have an Android and it is stinking amazing. It's incredibly cheap. They have like, you can buy like a yearly subscription to it. And it gives you a couple more features. And I'm sorry. I can't go back. No more manual counters. No, I have my digital beautiful thing on here.
Tina is living in the future.
I can track like 20 projects at a time.
Oh, see, you know I had, what's the one that I had? And if you didn't want to pay for it, it only did like, you could only do two, an easy nitty. It no. only did like no. two projects. And no. I was like, yeah, I am constantly... No, constantly jumping between projects.
That's terrible. You should go to the Rogue counter.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, I have no idea. I have no idea what that is. I'm just saying. I really, really, really have enjoyed the Rogue counter app. It has like a little, like, in describe, like it has a cute little icon if you're looking for it. It has like a basket with like a 26 on it, and then it has yarn balls and scissors and stuff on top of it.
It's hilarious.
I love it. Oh, I'm sorry. It's my row counter. I've been calling it row counter, but I guess it's called my row counter. But anyways.
Who are you?
But anyway. Yeah, I've had the app for probably over a year now. So I've used it for a long time. It is a bit of a curve to learn it because you have to like get used to it.
Bless you.
Especially with the counters, because you can make like, for example, I have like a main counter, and then I have a bunch of mini counters for this top. So like when I do all these different sections, so the squares I did on top, that's a mini counter. The underarm shaping, that's a mini counter. My front left and my front right were two separate counters. Like I can, and it's all in one area. So mm-hmm. I don't have to be like, okay, what was I counting? I don't remember, but we're just going to keep going.
Very cool.
Yeah, I really like it.
Neat.
I swear, like not sponsored at all. If anything, I've paid them money. A lot. Not a lot, but
a lot of money.
I don't remember what it... Well, now I'm curious how much this... I want to say it was like... What was the subscription? I'm sorry. Now I need to look this up.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
It's a $9.99 for a premium yearly subscription.
Yeah, it's nothing like crazy.
It's not crazy. That's not crazy at all. $10?
No, it's not. It's really not. Nah. I'm just... Yeah, let me look.
Premium listed here 4 times, and they're all different prices.
Wait, what? Let me see.
Row counter premium yearly 1 year $9.99. Premium 1 year $12.99. Row counter premium yearly 1 year $12.99.
Yearly 1 year.
Row counter premium yearly 1 year $14.99.
More years. Every year.
All the years.
That's the one? 26?
Yeah, no, that's it. But I don't know what that means. If you go in it, it'll tell you like the actual, it's not a lot of money. I know it's not a lot of money. I think, and I can't see that damn thing because it's on my other one. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't want to download the app, but they give you prices on the app page, I guess.
I just paid for it the other day.
But how much does it cost per year?
I don't know. Anywhere from $9.99 to $14.99. And if you want no ads, it's another $2.99
yearly.
I want to say I pay the $12.99.
Mm. That's still not bad.
I want to say I do the $9.99 and then I do the no ads. Because I don't care about the ads. So.
Well, I imagine the ads are frustrating too.
When you're just trying to click around.
Guys, I'm just trying to click.
I don't need to see an ad.
I just want the clicky clicky.
It also has this feature that apparently you can put it on, like, if you have, like, an Apple Watch or something, you're supposed to be able to, like, pair it with a screen on your watch. I don't have, like, those fancy, like, touchscreen watches, so I don't know if that's a thing, but it says, like, you can do that, and then, like, you can put a counter on your watch face.
I will say, like, the one major advantage I can see is that I lose these all the time. I'm always fair. Like, Jess, do you have a row counter somewhere?
True. You have so many.
She caved and bought like a whole box of those crappy plastic ones that always stick really badly. But at least now we have some. If I can't find any more, it's awful.
Yeah, I pretty much give away, or mostly give away, like 90% of what I knit.
I don't keep. That's my problem is I don't keep any of it.
I've started keeping a lot of my stuff.
Same. And do you know what I keep? I keep the stuff that like I'm like, oh, I can't give this to anybody because it's like all left.
This is janky. I'll keep so it
like,
for me.
So like if someone were to come over and be like, wow, can I see some of your things? It's like all my janked up stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I swear I'm better than this.
I swear I'm a prolific knitter.
I am a really good knitter. This is just a really poor representation of my skill set. I have this
because it's crap. And everyone's like,
this just sounds like those old men fishermen that are like, you should see the one I threw back. Oh my God. Yeah, these ones are tiny, but that big one, you know, I let him go. Oh my God.
Even closing an episode out can be the most difficult thing to do, like these next few clips.
So, all right, we're gonna
close up shit.
We're at 42, so
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Why didn't I keep this up, man? Come on. And
then you can never find it again.
Because you wanted to. I don't know.
Oh no, we do not check out our Patreon. Wow, I haven't edited this in a while.
Oh, that's why, because I thought I had edited it, and then I was like, oh, no, there it is. I'm reading it. I'm being like Anchorman here.
That's it for this week. For additional content and opportunities to connect with the cast,
you got this.
That stuff.
A plus. And I'm not saying this week, right? This episode. Yeah, we're going to get this right.
You could still say this week because it is this week.
Yeah.
And then just it's not like we're saying like join us next time.
Yeah, there you go.
Next week.
That's it for this episode of Audio Pleasure.
This isn't an after hours episode.
Oh my Lord.
Okay. No. I got it.
I'm sorry.
I really loved the direct eye contact you gave me when you said that.
Because like, I knew you'd be the most disturbed. Okay. I got it. Okay. All right.
For real.
And cut it.
Wow. Good job, guys. Oh, wait. We have to like sign out.
Yeah.
Oh, I probably should do that.
You're in charge of that button. You're in charge of that button too.
No, hold on.
Wrong one.
I gotta get my glasses on.
They never left your face.
No, I was making a joke. Like you can't. Never. Okay, let me set you up again. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got new glasses, by the way, and one commented on them, and I'm really sad.
They're really cute.
I didn't know if they were new or if they were an old pair.
I have to be honest with you. I never noticed people's glasses, like, ever.
Well, I wanted ever. Somebody to notice.
They're really cute.
Actually, I really didn't care. I just thought about it now when I said my glasses. So.
My glasses.
Take her out back, Freddie. Okay. All right. Ready?
As I'm ever gonna be.
Okay.
These next few clips have some innuendos in them, so I hope you catch my drift.
Stop it.
You laughed too. Sorry.
Stop it.
Meg was like, you do a lot of fingering.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Stop
too?
It. God does.
I saw her laughing.
I'm done with work for 12 days. I don't need the 12-year-old boy comments.
You did want bloopers.
No, I wasn't trying to. I literally, I couldn't contain it. I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's what she said.
I do a lot of fingering. You were right. Anyway.
All
so
of
much
you.
You broke the tool.
None of you are any good. None of you.
You broke the tool.
Me, none on the other you. Hand, I am the best. Look, I wore this one out. Can we even use that as a blooper?
I could put like a Nazi. Okay, hide the children.
Listen, no, only people with dirty minds
will think anything of that.
It's true. We didn't swear.
We didn't.
None of you are any good.
And honestly, I have so much of it because it's actually two balls that I have of this fingering weight.
Two of them, you said.
Two. I am going to.
That was random.
trying to get composed.
Sorry.
She's trying to be a pervert.
You know, that just totally.
I was like, wow, that was a really random comment. But
she
okay.
looked at me and she went, two of them. You say.
Full set.
Okay. None of y'all are any good.
No, we're None all children. We're all children. Okay.
Thanks for listening along with our bloopers. For more information regarding Pardon My Stash, please check out our website, pardonmystash.com, and also check out our sponsor, jimmybeanswool.com. In January, we normally take a break from recording, so our next episode will be coming in the beginning of February. So we will see you then.